before we embark on Perek Chelek, we shall hopefully have new Mamakomas tomorrow, just based on Gemaras and Rambams and Yad HaChazaka. The second installment will come afterwards about the Mor Nevuchim and the Rambans and all that stuff. Since we're officially learning Gemara, and we always have Rambams, so I feel like it's more logical to put the Gemaras and the Rambams on first, and the other, I guess you might consider more philosophical works in the second installment. Okay, so then hopefully be ready by tomorrow, and hopefully we'll talk about it on Thursday, so we'll have time to prepare, and then we'll see what happens after that. Okay, so we were discussing, if you recall, some very important matters as they related to in the end of Perek HaNechnokim, as they relate to significant issues, which are, in a sense, in a certain way, kind of a Ikari Hamuna in a broader sense, not in the technical sense, but they really are quite fundamental. If you recall, we left off in the middle of a Chazanish in the Sefer called Kovetz Inyanim. And if I recall correctly, we even had it on screen last time. And if it's there, I'm not sure if it's there now. It's not there now? Yeah, so let's put it on now. We had it last time. Why shouldn't this we have again this time? Right? Why not? I mean, I have it in front of me. But you may recall the issue was, why can't Avraham argue with Tanoim? That's what we left off with. Huh? Why not? According to those, the Ravid, the Rash, the Shants, and Adias, Sulam Shat, that Ein Bezn Yochel Levatl Bezn Chaver applies not only to Gzeres and Takoks, but even applies to interpretations, we understand. But according to the Rambam, when it comes to interpretations, even a smaller Bezdin can argue with an earlier greater Bezdin, so why can't the Amoraim argue with Tanoim? The whole basis of Shas Bavli is that you can't do that. Tufta is against the Mishnah. What Tufta? So he's a Tanan Amon Alor, so therefore what? I can argue with someone bigger than me. The Rambam said so. What's the Tufta? Oh, the Rambam. That's the question. So, where are we?
Coming up.
Oops. What's safe
for
them? Kofit Sinyan. Yeah, this is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I have to
okay. Find exactly. Okay. Page. Okay. This page Kufsa Yidal,
we're up to. Okay. I mean, it could be a few pages later. Okay. I'll just get the PDF.
We had it. Reinvent the wheel. Oh, Kufzai, so you're right. Kufzai Dawah. Kufzai Dawah. You can't get it any way. Please show me. Oh, very good. Okay, very good. We'll look at it a little bit later. Let's first get to what we're discussing. So, again, the Chazanish. Quotes the Kesef Mishnah where answers this kasha by saying it was a Kabbalah. The Makabbalah upon themselves, Bizman, Rebbe, after Rebbe's time, not to argue on Rebbe, the Makabbalah on themselves, after Ravashi, not to argue against Ravashi. So that's what he says. Of course, it implies, this is where we left off last time. You didn't hear it. Okay, very nice. But then what's Takam Shat? Udvarim elu ein chiluk by tana lamora klal ala sheiran hadover shemizman amishnah miskaptikol chachmi yisrael kol aruba. Just a coincidence. There's no fundamentals in the tana lamora. But the start loma the kol dina muska be mishnah nimnu ala matzul ala skamas rabba chachamim came and shuska be shem rabba ben shenish v'stam. In other words, even if it was Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Yudah Omer, that doesn't mean anything. You can argue Rav Shimon Rav Yudah. No! All Chachmi Yisrael got together and were quoting Rav Shimon Rav Yudah. And therefore, if you have no one like you on your side, you can't argue subsequently. Doesn't sound right. Ben shuska be shem rabba mea. Him came and Mishnah b'machlokel she yochid v'rabim ze'ol she skimo lo v'rabim. Him came and koach l'amora lifso ki yochid shem v'mishnah. Ooh, your discussion. If the case is that you can't argue with a consensus of the Mishnah, So how can the more pasuk? Our pasuk comes shimon against the chachamim. That shouldn't be allowed either, according to Rabbi Chanan.
Wow.
The yod, ech paskina kebrais neged a mishnah. V'lo kochav Rabbi Chia Rabbi Oshia lo tana rak ma sheskimu aleim rov. Dim kenek yitochet sheyachlu brais lemasnizim. So therefore, what's going on? It's can't go against the mishnah. The yod, lama lo yachlok amora al tana shebe brais. They only agreed in the Rebbe. So Tanakh and I are going to fight. Tufta, Meisvei Tufta is against from a Brisa too. It's a great technical question. The Yod. Halahabe Pabam Aminan Mastis Nichido. Vakosh Rebbe Shina Harbe Mimashal in the Olaf. Nichido. There was no consensus. It came. Well, the Mavshal Lachlo came and they know you do a Chodos Bez Nagod Arvishim. The Yod. My Haide Kama Rav Tanu Poli. In the scheme of Kvar Rov Al Dinze, Yavshal Lachlo Kav Shitana. Won't help. If you have to know a scheme of Rov, what's it? He said it must be the fundamental distinction between the Tana and Amora. That's the Chaz Nishas main line of reasoning over here. The Yod, in his manak Amora b'chasim Moslem, he called Lachlok. Lama batlu diri Amora b'shul Tana. Ned Amora b'zman aloyach lokoach Lachlok. Abizman Ravina b'Ravashi. Shapi chol lifsuk Amora k'negat Tana. He's right. He am kol chachmi Yisrael. He am kol chachmi Yisrael. And we ain't klal sham Tana b'Amora l'fi Ravina b'Ravashi. Aval emes bazeh. So Rav Chanan is shver, he says. Shedor acha shemishna ro es miyut alavavus. Neged bali ha-mishna. V'yodu levetach shemes l'olim im ha-rishon. V'yakwe sheyodu amitas ha-dova sheyashli sheyasigu heim emes. Mashu hisvik echa min ha-tanoim. Lo hoi rashoim lachlok. V'yorak shonim es kol diri ha-tanoim shekidmu. V'gam echasim ha-satawin. Botlu diri ha-mora She Omar Machmas Halomas Diri Atanam. Rak Rab Baruch of Levavo on his Batlu Dvor. Klas Moseil Hoyabashkara Sabora Yizborach. Uvo Fos Ruach HaKodesh Ukwa Hissim HaKodesh Baruch HaYodim. This is not talking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu getting involved, as it were, in what's in and what's out. If you think this is a Kiddush, that was true Bizman HaMaroyim, Rabbi Yonis and Abishit says, in Kitzatuk Fakoyin and Chofei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged what the Beis Yosef should know and what he should not know. If the pasuk like him, and if the Beis Yosef left it out, it's not accepted by Allah. He can't say Kimli. That's Yosef Karo is a great man, but he wasn't for the Amoroyim and Tanoim. So he says a similar idea. And where do you find it? Kedama Bav and Siyapay Bav, Rebbe V'Rab Nosson Sof Mishnah, Chedoy V'Dorah Shel Chasim HaSat Talmud. What does it say there? Rabin Rav Ashi Sof Haro. Umashakosa Moron Beis Yosef Shekiblu Kain. Yeah, Lo Tova V'Chesed Osama Rishon. That's what I understood about it. He accepted upon himself. Didn't have to. No. Elo Emes Chiev Osam Kech Nase Al Datenu Im Yodanu Shadatenu Tzora V'Emes Eni Tonu V'Cho Adun Osam Neged Rishon. Who are we? U'V'Emes Alo Kol HaTorah B'Sinai Nitna. And now
becomes
one of the famous words of the Chazanish. Historical word.
The Gemara itself contradicts the Zemakas.
Hold on. Listen to this comment. Chen izgale ha-mishnah bidor rishon shel amoroyim ador achor v'oleinu l'chil Chilaknu rak mashen niske b'divi amaroy, for yadov and mekumu biyodam. Remember the Mitzvah Shav. Remember the Avodah Zarah test. This is very famous Chazanish. Shnei alafim Torah, v'ramzo atanoim shikol alpayim, l'sham tovsim ma'at mishonim she'achreim. What does that mean? The famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's on the Numar Mekomis. Shnei alafim Tohu, shnei alafim Torah, shnei alafim Yevosa Mashiach. So the Rabbi writes for Chumash that Shnei Alofim Tohu, because before Avraham Avinu was born, he's born in 1948, no coincidence, 52 years before, and according to Chazal, till he was discovered at Kodesh Baruch Hu, about 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah started Avraham Avinu, go till the Churban Beis Hamikdash, or I think it's 172 years thereafter, but the year 240 will be called our count of 2016 today, which is approximately the time of, guess what? Chasimah Samishna. So the Chazanish says, that's it. It wasn't some coincidence. Rebbe was the end of a whole kufa. And if you remember, we discussed this in a number of other contexts earlier, that Shnei Alafim Torah means it's etched in stone. Hilchos Treifas. So Menachem Chazanish said, Hilchos Treifas and Behema. Those other things changed now. It doesn't matter. Whatever was, and it's that's it. Can't change it. Shnei Alafim Torah is a famous, in a different place, that's in the Sefer Chazanish, not just a letter to Rebbe Chonis. It's printed in the Sefer Chazanish. Uveikar HaDavar She'iyav Shalach Al-Bez Nagor Apadar Shachreim. Rebbe Chonin said, you can't argue on a Bez Nagodol if you're a plain Bezdin. Ain't it double cake? What's going on? Here Chazanish comes a bigger liberal. Still, that's a bigger conservative. That's a big, a plain Bezdin can argue against a Bez Nagodol. Rebbe Chonin couldn't imagine it, because Bez Nagodol is the authority, right? The Chiddush is, Haskamas Kol Yisrael is like Bez Nagodol. Chazanish says, I don't care. You can argue Bez Nagodol too. Wow. A plain Bez Nagodol. Three Jews. How about three Jews? I don't know how many. It doesn't say. Maybe any three Jews can argue Bez Nagodol. El Kol Bez and Yocholach and Bez Nagodol. Sounds like any Bez of three. The Cheni Barambam Reish Perik Beis. What did Rambam say? That's the famous Rambam in Hilchos Maamarim. The Omar Achreim Bez Din Acher. That's the truth. Loshen Rambam. Umashmad Afil the Bez Nagodol Shalachar Churban. Al Bezdin Shebifnei Abayis. Any Bezdin of three Jews after the Churban can argue on a Bez Nagodol from before the Churban. That's what he's suggesting. A Chiddush Nifla V'Nar Ad Mot. Who can Moshe Sir Shenevel HaShofet V'Kuchula B'Yavim Mahem. Acha Bezdin Shebidorcha. And if it's not Bez Nagodol, so it could be, I mean, if it can't be a Bezdin of three, but it could be a different Bezdin, not Bez Nagodol. Maybe 71, not Bez Nagodol. The Mohaya Das Ramam Shiyev Shalach La Bez Nagodol El Bez Nagodol Loya Monea Milavar Din Godol Kazet Uminayel On Olam Akein Kevet Dachol In Bez Nagodol She Betorah Nehmer Bo Biyom Amehem Dafka Lidora El Vadek Havar Asram Kol Bezim Chekosa Bereish Bez Nagodol Beseva Vechulet. See, the whole Rebbe Chonin falls to pieces completely if you accept this Nakuda. Fine. Let us analyze this a little bit more. So, there's a problem. The Chazanish is aware of the problem. The Hakdama Sarambam Yalach Hazok. They seem to say the reason we can't argue with the Gemara is only because we got split apart. Remember that Rambam? We saw it twice this week, I think. Still down the screen at least once. Hakdama Liyad. This Fazu Pizur Godol. And we're all over the place. That's how we can't argue. Part of those we could argue. So the Chazanish takes care of that too. Watch this. Loshen Rabbi Mesefer, Akhtam Mesefer Yad. Lefichach ein chok in ha gemara mishum. Toyo bechassim erov chach mi Yisrael v'dina ki bez nagono. Ben bezin stam chok in ha bez nagono shkara ova. Brackets. Konus bosh and then came. That's what he thinks. So b'chon agudu. Ein zemes. Again, not true. She'ein bez nagodol rak smuchim u'menuyin l'kach v'ein zokin mamrein nereg al hamroz kol kach mi Yisrael v'yotzim mechem asur shus v'chol adror v'anishnu v'mishna n'abbeis and enoag al b'chol kach mi Yisrael. Not true, the Rebbe Chonin's equation. But mikol makom chayovim kol Yisrael l'shvo alehen kemo shachayovim b'nei ha'ir l'shvo l'bezin shalehen. That's all. Same as a local town because of the local bezin. So you have a bezin after the no longer bezin nagodol. All Klal Yisrael is in their town, if you will. But that's all it is. Kamein bezin yichol lachlok alem kidinachay rabim lahatos. Ukdam yivavus made the dal ukumash kasav nuliel. We'll have to come back to this a little bit later. We'll discuss this at some length. Ika kavonas harambam levor hevdel takonas atalmud b'takonas some zero sehem b'takonas agon. What's the difference? Lidin din haTorah adav poshut shana motzim es hal levavenu lachlok al gon shana erkenu uvedimyo erko uvedimyona. We're like him. Aval ena no motzim leva of lachlok al gemara. Shana knows mevinim gamas devrayim lishur. We don't even understand what they're talking about. Leoradu likori hashmus anidonim lezer rama zaramba beomro viachabed shuravashi. Watch this. this Paz Yisrael, that's what Rabbi Chanan focuses on. Nah, that's just an intro. What's the real dogesh? Ubirech nismata Torah, lo nimshal Torah se rishonim klal. V'chein tzim esol dvarov v'zal. Tehim sheshamu ha-kabbalah bi'ikrei ha-Torah kula. So there's a whole fight between these two gedolim, two contemporaries. What do we focus on in the Rambam? The first phrase or the second phrase? Rabbi Chanan focused on the first phrase, this Bazru, and Rabbi Chazish focused on the second phrase. That therefore, what's the second phrase? The second phrase is that what? That the initial gedolim, Shama v'kiblu ha-be'ikri ha-Torah kula, and later ones didn't. Fine. Vi tamaramba mishum bezin hagodo. For nostal tam shef shalach medina gemara. Because you can't argue bezin hagodo, which is what the Rabbi Chanan says. Lobo iev shalach ria be plukta samaroim. Moshe ev shalach ria ben bezin hagodo shenechlegu beinheim. Why can't we decide today? Which amaro is right? For lobo iev shalach mishum baya shalil betekel. Vichy bezin hagodo shalmu ein on the yodim. En bezin hachriyem shen bezin hagodo vashon levar adoram. Well, the make a machrabadah. That's what Rabbi Chanan is argued on by the Chazanish. Now, of course, you understand very well if you look back at the Rambam. I'll get this back. I don't want to lose this.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the Rambam. Back to the Rambam. Rambam. We'll see you can emphasize one part or emphasize the other part. The Rambam is telling us over here why, what things change, if you will, after Chasima Satam. Gives it a whole lineup. Watch what he says. Ravina Ravashi Chavarem Sof Gedole Chachmi Yisrael Batikim Torah Shabbat Peh Shagaz Ugzeres Veskinu Takonos Venhigu Bin Hogos Uposh Ugzeros Takonos Venhigosam Choy Yisrael Chamol Shabbat Shosa. The Acha Bezin Shav Ashi Shechibah Gemara the government be made beno Nispazu Yisrael b'chol aratus pizu yeser v'igul the katzvos v'iyim erachokim v'rabs the ktata b'olam nishtabshu adrochim b'gayosos v'nismat tamat. Oh, stop. So if you stop here, Rabbi Chanan's right. But look how the Rambam continues. V'nismat tamat Torah v'lo nichlasu Yisrael l'luma b'shivoseim alof v'ravavus k'mo shohem v'kodem. And the Skabsim Yechidim Asridim Asher Hashem Korei Becholir Veir Chol Medina Medina Va'oskin V'Torah Mevinim V'Chibur HaChachamim Kulam Yodam Hem Midarach Mishpat Heichu. What he's fundamentally saying is a combination over here. They're spread out, but they're also presumably saying Nismai Talmud Torah. But Chalim is saying no, we Nismai Talmud Torah quantitatively. They're not thousands and tens of thousands, but the Yechidim are just as great as the HaChachamim from yesteryear, just that they weren't, didn't all get together. Rabbi Chanan's reading, if you ask me, is a simple reading of the Rambam. I thought the Rambam Chanan is more right than the Chazanish. So it's how you read the simple pshat in the Rambam. I must tell you, that's what I think. But it'll continue a little bit more. Okay. Kol bezin shaman achar gemara b'chol medina medina v'gozo hiskan ohinik l'tnei medinos olivnei medinos rabbas lo poshtu masa b'chol yisrael me'richok mo shvo sehem v'shibu shadrochim. But according to the Ram, the Chazanish, it shouldn't matter. Who cares if it got there? It's irrelevant. They're on a lower level. That's why my read is this Poshim Shat still is like Rabbi Chanan. Kena Yonirali. That's what I thought Poshim Shat. That's what I thought like Rabbi Chanan. That's what I thought. Now, the Rambam's expression, again, talks about the individuals who got together. Looking for another expression. The Rambam said, let's get the, if you can find the, where's the expression? Hiskimu aleim kol Yisrael, or kol chachma Yisrael aruban. Where is that in Rambam? Anybody? Anybody? I wasn't sure to find it. Is it after, later?
I think it's in that paragraph.
How come I can't find it? This we started reading.
A little bit further down.
Correct, thank you. His scheme all am call Yisrael. Right? That's what it says. I'm looking for the expression Kol Chachma Yisrael Arubam. Oh, here it is. Hem Kol Chachma Yisrael Arubam Vehem Sheshamu HaKabbalah Bikori HaTorah Kula Dorach Hador Moshe Rabbein Olam HaShalom. So what's the focus on? Chazish is focused on the second half of the Rambam, the greater Chachamim, Rabbi Chanan, the first part of the Rambam. So it's not so clear. Let's go back and see how Rabbi Chanan responded to the Helik of Chazanish. Where is it? I get this over here. D? Press the E or not?
Kovetzinyon.
Press here?
Yeah, click on it.
Okay, so Rabbi Chanan heard what the Chazanish said. And of course, the Chazanish has such tremendous respect for Chazanish. Nonetheless, he gave a response. What does he say? Mashakosav kvod geono, the forish kavodas a kesef mishne b'teirutzo, the ha'emes chiyev osam shlolach lakal rishonim, the kavodas kvod geono, the forish kanal damaror lab lei puktay letanoy ninu, eineni roe b'divri a kesef mishne af remez l'kavonazos. He's right. He says, it's a kavod. No! There's no Kabbalah. It's just that they knew on their own that they were on a small level. Said, I don't see it. But the Pasha Pshat is because of Kovas Chachma Yisrael. That's the Pasha Pshat. Oh. Now that he was accused by Chazanish of saying that you can argue and think, how come it's small again? Can you read the Emek Amidus? Okay, so. Oh, so look what he says. It starts from the beginning. He said, he's quoting me as saying that you can argue the Gemara and you can't even hear it. Says Rav Chanan, "Bavadeas l'shmod Ram b'tanim kelim, alachi pasti b'kuntes divrei sofer, lo matzasi shamet Ram." I didn't find it there. It's not there, but it's implicit. It follows logically. So Rav Chanan is going to get out in the following way: Atavar kesem mishus kasha, davar pashadu. Recent times, Rav Shech, the Shlita, I said about certain individuals. He doesn't understand what the other side is talking about. Doesn't know the Gemara. How can he argue? It's not about plukta. That's what Rav Chanan is saying. Even my contemporaries, that was about plukta. The main of Baruchi Arayev Shishanel Mimenos Tavis Rosh Shalom Chacham Hakodem. Even his Galal Otama Yerob Atzma Shelo Al Malachla Beis. But the Pashut Gamke Kemaroyim Lo Igiu Legodol Madregas Atanoim Chachmi Hamishva Brisa. The Chenu Bechol Adoros. What's going on? Ki Achronim Lo Igiu Le Madregas Rishonim. This is the Yedias Yeridas Adoros concept. V'keilo yuchal amor lachachal tana. Ken about pluktei. V'yosim is ever seen the gam betanoim asma perik dalal achim. Daf chav ches b'rashi. Okay. Amoroim. From the Rishon Amoroim, and the Achron Amoroim. Not the B'nai Plukta. Aye, the Rambam says, Bezen Kotten can argue to Bezen Godel. Yeah. Dachka shlo yeh amerechak b'madrei gosim zem yizeh yosim yidai. B'yofen muflo. U'bevare in the halos al adash ha-kotten shabish. That's the one I quoted earlier from Yevamos. Okay. End quote. Rashi said so. Who's a later Tana to Agam Hashem Basilil? Who are you? Avo Behemes, watch this. Ein klal b'lo yotzim in a klal. Every rule has an exception. So your dua umuskim gavidoros shel achar chasim asatal mat shechach miyadoros ha'achor lo yigi af the karsuli adoros ha'rishonim can't reach their ankles. Mikomagam your dua gam ki yotzim in a klal b'zeh. Moshida ha'rishonim zel rabbeinu ha'igon shegodol ha'gonim af shiachan lem zman. Can you do all mashama agrach mivaloshin agal rabba agrom? That's how I heard it. I heard, was your Rebbe as great as a Rabban? He said, Chas v'sholem, Ulai karashbo. Because that was itself a tremendous, I mean, that's what I heard. I heard that story. I'm surprised he quoted it this way. It's pretty famous the way I heard it. The Vilna Gaon lived in the 18th century. Ramban Rashba lived in the 13th century, 400 years before. Nu, he was as great as they were. Pilei Ploim. Okay, so it's a leapfrog over hundreds of years. No, my dohay na mori cholag al atan, who rak mei haitayim al luchudei ne rapluktayim came, lo nina lo adelas pehechle, shirafil ishiyim tzecha mi elef, bein amaroyim, asher eskima lo vchach mei zman, asher roa lach al atan. Good. Shuba plukte shelchach megemor. Mikom kam also lachuk aleihem. Zeh the kashle the mor on a kesef mishnah. Eizet tam yesh b'zeh. Ubevarel onela me a kesef mishnah yilachuk al mishe kodmo tzoroch acholak dios ba plukte. Hanashiv akoponim yisug echad. Vrova moroim enum yisug atanoim. Avo zeh atam levado enum maspud den adelos behechud den amoroim. Al zeh tirat kesef mishnah shayse kabolam yuchedes b'shaas chasimas ha-mishnah b'shaas chasimas atalam. Well, the code said daiti. And then he made it. Teres against the Mishnah. My in Kabbalah the Kab. Otim Mishim Nedim Asin in Allah. For Bishar Kabbalah Shemitzvah. For Nochi Osati Loma. Shekibutz Kolchach Me Yisrael. Shoye Bishas Chasimas HaMishnah. Vechasimas HaTavud. Her Alem Nishal Hebi Gedola. Blishal Gozit Shiyav Shalach Alem. Afilo Hoi Gdola Minen Mechav Vemenyen. If came him to old, then meyuchot she have shalachol b'shemof and alas comes a mishnah v'gemara. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. That's his chiddush. But the poshut afilu latinam shel yinchach me'adoreinu and tzorach la'adina meyuchot hazeh. Kenan lav b'nei puk dayi shel doros rishonim v'alavai v'navin es direim dayi v'hos alonim. Lo ola al dayti shishmok al natos kezos v'dvorai shechach me'ador hazeh yuchol lachol ala gemara. One could have said the thing based on what Rabbi Chanan said, but he says he never meant it. Aber akre shachacham golo kikol gaono haven came with divorai and the mode that shekatsati v'kuntus b'vokon shel l'harich u'l'forash divorai bar hete yodatik am makobos achem yish kitzer v'harbi divorai kikosati v'chipos v'chof samahod v'yirov ha'tirda u'pizar ha'nefesh me'ol aram. How do you like that? He said he climbs out from that quote tree and says can't argue because we're not a bar plukta unless in theory there's somebody somewhere who has the right to argue, in theory. But the mice, it's not the mice. It's not the mice. Finished. That's it. Goodbye. Okay. Fine. Now, Bosai. Let's go further. What about the idea of a plain bezn arguing on a bezn agon. Old skill. Umashakosat kol gono. The doctor in McDivy or Rambam should call bezn yochol lachlag or bezn agon shodor akodim the chen kosat vresh bezn agon save a bezn agon. Plain. Hine zela shona shema locha beis. Watch this. Behech yu gedole men beminyin. They're all 71. Hol vachol bezn shoshim yachadu. End quote. Mufurish vizem. The bench in Star Shekol Shem Sham Kavanasa the bench Shalayin Aleph. Finished. Against. If you're not Ayin Aleph, you can't argue. So writes Rabbi Chanan. It's hard for me to say who's right. The Chazon Ish or Rabbi Chanan. They're both saying murder Gezach. Wow. Wow. I don't know what to say. The quotes I saw quoted from Rabbi Moshe. Dibas Moshe Vamas. They want to say that the Kesef Mishnah holds like the Chazon Ish. Because according to Rabbi Chanan, who needs a Kabbalah to say that the Moreh has no right to argue? Why? Because they were decided in Bezna Gorosh of Lishkas Agosis, which still existed as man Hatanoim, and didn't exist as man Amoroim. How do you like that? What did Rabbi Chanan say? No! Not every psak was issued in Bezna Gorosh of Lishkas Agosis. Some were issued by Tanoim after they no longer were involved in a Bez Nagorot, for that in the Kabbalah. He quotes the same Doros HaRishonim, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac HaLevi, who also said that only a Bez Nagorot can argue on another Bez Nagorot, like Rabbi Chanan against the Chazon Ish, and therefore he has a cash against the Kesef Mishnah. Against the Kesef Mishnah. Yeah. According to the Kesef Mishnah, it's hard to answer. According to the Chazon Ish, there was no Kabbalah. There's no special Bez Nagorot to begin with. Anybody can argue. This is a machlokes. Let's now turn our attention to the third Maramokam, the Sefer HaChinuch. We saw two. We saw Tav Tzadi Hei and Tav Tzadi Vav. There was one more, if you remember, on the Maramokam Mashiach. The title was Ayin Ches. Where is the Chinuch? Come on. Okay. Mitzvah Ayin Ches. What does he say? Litos Acher Rabin. Was a machlokes ben Chachamim b'dinei Torah Kula? Or din Prati, Reuven ben Shimon? Yeah. Follow the majority. Befurish. Befurish, follow the majority. Says the Helig HaChinuch. Bechiras Rov Zelef Yadomo Mishneh Akitos HaChokos Yodos Bechokmas HaTorah Beshov. Oh! When we follow majority? Among relatively equal level scholars. Shein lo ma shekas hachacham emuet es lo dachriya kas burim meruba afilu ki yotze mitzrayim. There's 600,000 Amoratim and one Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham wins. They don't know the Imra. They can't read the words. Aber bashvoyas hachachba o bekarov. You can never say identical. Either identical or close to it. Then what? Hodi asana wa Torah shiribi adas eskimo the olam el ames yosim en amir. You follow the majority. Uben sheskimo le ames o lo yaskimo if you das hashomei adin dal sin shem lanosim in derech harov. Umash ani yom ki bechiru as harov the olam hu bishnei akitos achol kol shavus bechok wa behemes ki chon kei noma bechol bachol kuzman asan hevri. When do we say that will follow the scholarship over the majority if you're not in Sanhedrin? Shebohem is Sanhedrin. Lo nedaktik biyosin cholken eza kat yodas yoser. El li olam nasi gedimi aro man. Finish. 36-35 majority. Goodbye. Vatam. Tfi shem hoya b'cheshin b'chuyu ben ator. Someone said it's a designated amount of chacham. Vuki ilu tzim sator b'feirish. Achei rubo sholei l'kas kol an yonechem. V'yob. Shem kulam yachacham v'gedol. He's claiming that every member was a Chacham Gadol. The gap between the smallest member of the Sanhedrin and the largest member of the Sanhedrin, the highest member of the Sanhedrin, may not be so high. That's not so posh, that last piece of logic. Because you see with Gadolim, the super Gadolim are light years ahead of the regular Gadolim. So this last piece is a Chiddush.
It's almost definitional, because in the voting, when they started to talk, they always allowed the younger guys
right.
to talk first.
That's
so
correct.
That's definition.
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. So that's now turn. The Mamakomas were until here? Until
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. Now we have to go to the Menchas Chinuch.
It's the same bar proof of logic.
Right. So what was the Menchas Chinuch on the Ma'amar Kamos? What were we supposed to see?
Menchas Chinuch, Sif Katan, Aleph and Beis.
Aleph and Beis. I guess we're here. He's a Mevor B'Shas Kamapam V'Dazina Basarubo. Fine. Based on the Pasuk, Acham Hatz. Fine. What was the Chinuch of the Chinuch? Misvaraso. Said on his own. Said on his own. Got to always follow the majority. Uvemes to Gemara Rucha Yevamis. Daf Yudalid. Beis Shammai also get the Vrayim. After Beis Hillel, Ruba. Why? Chazina Basa Ruba. Hechi de Hechi Hadada Le Ninu. Hocha Beis Shammai Mechadada Tvei. I am Shammai. So the Gemara, look up the Gemara Yevamis. I hope you had a chance to look it up. Got a long time. It's on the Ma'am Akamas. So Beis Shammai is sharper. And therefore, they follow their own Shita. Ein Cholik. After Yachab Basko. Had our Baskol and Machriah, the Ruba Shalem, Machriah, Chidush of Eshamai, Ayin Shan, the majority is superior to the advanced sharpness of Eshamai, Ptosis, etc. Abba Bechot, Vayat Shichon Akidus, the Yosuki Adad, the Yokor, the Yashu, the Tzamtim, Abba Lim, the Adina, Shambiyat, Godel, Abba Yosim, Achok, and Vayro, Vayat Lamin, Abba Seruba, Ben Cholik, Shabbat Gemara, Azeb, the Rebbe Mechabesh, Beruim, Tzorachian, Shlohevi, Hashas, Hanal, the Mefurish Hashas, why did he quote Shas Bavli? Rabbi Akasha, the Chinuch is so good. Why did he say Misvara? He should have said it based on the Mefurish Adin.
Because that, when you think about it, Rav Meir, the reason why we don't pass him like him is he was too,
too sharp.
Yeah,
he doesn't understand what he's talking about, right? That's a good point. The Kitz and Nimritz. What's Michas Chinuch saying over here? That which the Sefer HaChinuch says he followed the smarter one is the Mefurash Gemara Yevamos and Dalet. Why is he saying it with Svaras Atzmo? Well, that's the Kasha. That is the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch against the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, of course the question becomes, yeah? Oh. No. So Rabosai, Beis Shammai we're saying is sharper, correct? Beis Shammai is sharper. Tell me, before the Baskel came out, did Beis Hillel follow the rules of Beis Shammai?
No, they
why not? If the facts portrayed here by the Minchas Chinuch that everyone agrees that the idea of Mechadad Eitfei prefers a minority which is sharper over a majority which is not as smart, so what are they hiding? What? Beis Shammai should win. What's going on? Beis Shammai should win with don't do it Baskels. What do you see therefore? He says, you see from me, Nachronim, the Chinuch is wrong. You found the majority. Also, it's fair. If we don't follow the Baskel, why do we pass like Beis Hillel? Why? Beis Shammai is sharper. Again, assuming that sharpness plays a role. So why do we take a pass like Beis Hillel? Why? The Teretz is, the Mefarshim say, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were close to each other b'chochma. The Chinuch did not demand identity. Proximity is all he demanded. And Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were close to each other b'chochma. And therefore the Chinuch agrees, you follow the rope. What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? That being the case, Rabbi Osai, has nothing to do with what the Sefer Chinuch is saying. What does the Sefer Chinuch say? He said it didn't be svar. Mechfet the mechassin is enough for the Gemara. No, no, no. The Chinuch is where they're not klar from Zel HaZel HaChachma, and the Gemara is where they are klar from Zel HaZel HaChachma. So it's nothing to do with the Gemara. But within Sanhedrin, we always follow the majority. Now, there's the Ramban. I don't know if you saw the Ramban, Rabbi Osai. Ramban in Sanhedrin. on the Ma'amakomis, they're both saying. Are you following the Ma'amakomis? Watch. This is Rabban on the Ma'amakomis at the beginning of the fourth parak. Sasi ben Shivosa Sharabenu Haigonza. Ooh, Haigon, we just saw he was greater than the early Gonim. It shows him an example. He was the last and the greatest of the Gonim. Watch. If Nechagu Bezn Shehem Shlosha Echadom Makakashnaim Amimkach, Imen Shavim Bechokma Menichin Dibre Yachados and Dibre Shnaim. Vim Hechad Odd Mashnaim. Hochan Achamish and Osim Talad Verb Adkan. You follow the Chokham against the majority. I think it's against the Gemara in the Mishnah Sanhedrin. Ayavamas, Beshama Beisil. Mechara Nitzve. We pass can command the Omar Osu Beshama Gedivreim. Almo and Echem and Chokham Golem the Kochaver and Dvar Betelim. No. Yeshloma, watch this now. Hosam Lo Yoshvi Vidin. Hey, Vashoel, oh, so watch this now. Kirtzon Atzmo, he asks whoever he wants. Efishani libo note achara chachma. Abo Sanhedrin kulan tzrichel odon. V'royo esheskimu kulan liosa das. Al rachmon and amrech ram lahatas. Nuko bishlosha dayonim nami ochan achara rov. When you have a formally count to the beds, whether it be 3 or 23 or 71, you follow the Rove, no matter what. Beisham and Beisila, they weren't sitting as one yud in a bezdin. That's what he says. That's what he says. I can ask whoever I want. Whoever I think is going to find me the truth. Get an impression according to Rabban. Not only is the Gemara who sees soon says Yavamas also Beisham and Devarim. Any good Jew could decide to follow Beis Shammai. It was never determined the finality of Beis Nagoro. And a Jew could follow Beis Shammai. Why not? Oh. So this is compared to another Ramban. I saw this in the back of the Masifta Gemaras. About doctors. Doctors. If I can save time, I'll try to show you in the Ran. He quotes Ramban a little bit. It's all in the Makaras. Okay. Rifano Sekele. Right. Oh boy. What are the Dapim in the Dapi Harif? Ah, I know what it is. Watch this. Watch. This is paragraph. Umende katani api bezn. Shmamina. Excuse me, api pekin. Whether you machal yom kippur or not. Yes, pekin. Shmamina shahochen api pekin. Hilgach yochid mumcha shenechak im shnayim acher shenim mumchin. Ein hochen acha shnayim. Kedashkan leinina nisha lechochem. Tamina hayu shnayim echem metanim echem metach and also echem matim echem echem chogol chokhmo minyin halachachos almo binin tarti chokhmo minyin. Wow. What's he saying over here? What's he saying? You follow quality over quantity. The machlok is beisham and beisil amina the perikam of the avamas yudalit.
Because
shebikiyaso machriya rov hamidin shalachem ochan achir ben lochem ben achmir. Yomadava safek machilin also the seven nefashos lochel. Zemashenirli Ramban lo kosel kai wasev torah. The Ran is arguing Rabbi Osai on the Ramban. Again, the Ramban said, you're always worried about the greater doctrine against the majority of smaller doctrines. That's only when. L'chal Shabbos. Not L'chal Shabbos. The Ran says, no. When it's clear it was a bigger bucky, you follow him, L'chalel or not L'chalel. Either way. As Ben Shammah, L'chalel Ditfei. What does that mean? Like the Chinuch. If they're not equal or close to equal in Chochmah, that's it then. So therefore, the person who asks, wait a second. If that's the case, an outsider should be forced to follow Ben Shammah. Not given a choice, as we saw earlier, should be forced to follow Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel themselves can follow their own shita. That's yes. Otherwise not. So too when it comes to Rofim. To follow the sharpest doctor. The Ramban says no. The Sholeh can choose whoever he pleases. And it's Pikur Nevin and Shabbos. Whatever it is, the Sabbath, you don't know who's right. That's in Michal Shabbos. Rabbi also said, this is all true according to the first opinion in the Gemara myself, the Yavams. See the Gemara, I haven't seen the Gemara yet. Keep referring to the Gemara. Okay. Mesech the Yavams, what happened over here? I have to put on a daf. Oh, man. You doubt. Oh, misafir also b'shamach in the ram. No, no also b'shamach in the ram. Rabbi Yochanan says also the also. He's part of Rabbi Yochanan. Pugi Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Omer lo also with the ram. Shmuel also the also. Amos. Ilema kodem baskol. You know the baskol. We spoke about this last week. Baskol beisul is right. Same baskol. Rabbi Lezer is right. You know all those baskols. If what before the baskol, my time of the mandam lo also. Washington Beis Shammai do what they think. This is no baskol against him. Elamacha baskol. My time of the mandama also. Baskol is not clear. He boys him a corner baskol. Boys him a corner baskol. Called Beis Hillel Ruba. The mandama also. To Beis Hillel Ruba. Beis Hillel Ruba. Mandama also. Kedina Bas Ruba. Hechad la mechi adonai. Amacha Beis Shammai. Chad et fei. This is all the first parents. But not done yet with the sugya. Vi boys him a. Liacha baskol. Madamalawasu, the Nakubask, Madamasu, famous Gemara, famous Gemara, Rabbi Yoshi Dama, a Mashkin in the Basco. That's it. We're ignoring the Basco completely. We ignore it. Oh. It comes out, called the Lishna Basra. What are they fighting about? Osu Lawasu? Not! If it depends upon the role of a Mechadad Yitfei, which is Lishna Kama, no. Defined by Shkikah Mabaskol or not? What's Pshat? The Raivit says so. Let's see if you can find this Chumas Raivit. That's what's quoted. Holds an iron rope. Okay, it's a different edition. The Kitzer, there's now no riot from that view. It's a different case. put Lisha Bas, they could have been shoved in the minion, maybe. Was the Rove works against the Rove Chochma? It's possible that Gososhi passed away in the Sefer Avodah Zarah. Here's a big problem. Who counts? Who's in the electoral college? That's what the headline today is. A certain individual won a nomination of a certain party, something historical. So the big headline was somewhere today.
New gender.
Whatever it may be, we'll see. So who is the revising? Who's Chachmei Yisrael Arubon? Who are they? How do you qualify for me from the Chachmei Yisrael? Who chooses? Who? You know, we have a Democratic National Party, we have a convention, decide who the Chachmei Yisrael are. What does that mean? How do you define who is Chachmei Yisrael? The majority rules. How do you define it? Either the world majority wins completely, or it's the equivalent to Rav Chachma. And how do you define the term we just saw in the Sefer Chinuch? Korav Lashvaras HaChachma. They're close. How do you measure points? This one is 150, it's 149, 151, one is 180. How do you measure these things? What are the they call the metrics over here? How do you figure all this out?
They know.
I don't know. It seems to me, Rabbi Osai, I want to follow this race. What we saw earlier. What did Rabban say? Look. Whoa. One second. Vashoel Ose Kiritzon Atzmal Efisha Libo No Tachar HaChochma. How do you like that? If the Shoel wants, he can follow Beishamek because he sees the Mechadah Yitzchak. If he doesn't want, he can follow Beisilo because they're a majority of you. It's a democracy, about democratic. Pick your Pesach. Based on quality or based on quantity? I mean, that's what he's saying. The Ramban is right. Because today, we don't know. And therefore, in my humble opinion, there is no longer a lo sasser, as long as there's a chacham on your side that you think is equivalent or close to equivalent with the chacham. Let's say there's a unanimous except the chacham, for argument's sake, Rav Moshe, Rabbi Yashu, I'm just drawing that there was unanimity there either. Believe me, there wasn't. But that's Lu Yitzuyu. There was unanimity. Lu Yitzuyu. If I hold like a Bavadji against Rabbi Yashu, for argument's sake, and I hold a Bavadji as close to Rabbi Yashu, even if I agree Rabbi Yashu is greater, I'm just throwing out numbers, names. Or I held like, I don't know, like I'm Shlomo Zalman. Even though Rabbi Yashu was greater, I hold he was close to Rabbi Yashu. I'm just throwing just numbers of names of some of the great halachic giants of recent times. I can follow the one that I'll admit is not as great as the greatest, but it's close. It's close. And there's no low saucer. There's no low saucer. That's why I think it's very problematic that psak which was given by a wonderful, wonderful diet, remember Rabbi Avram Sherman, used to be a Bez Nagol in Yerushalayim. Before that, he was a member of our own yeshiva. He spent one Zman here, when you had a, you know, in Israel, if you go on a sabbatical from the business, it's helpful for you both career-wise and even financially. You spent some time, spent Shabbos at my house, very fine Jew. As an aside, I'm not exactly happy with the letter that he was published yesterday about prenups, but that's for a different time. Despite that fact, he's a great man, but I argued with him before prenups on a different psak of his. He paskin that if you do a gerus, and it's against the psak of Rabbi Yoshe, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and a few others, the gate by definition is batel levutel, because you're a Russia, you're not found in Goli Hador, and you're over Lasasar, and you're a bum, a Zakhe Mamre. That's not true. It's not true. Every diet of pasuk the way he thinks is as the MS. I mean, Rabbi Vadya didn't agree with all these gedolim. I'm not here to measure. But a man has a right to claim that my gedol is close to your gedol. And if you can't tell me that if I follow one gadol against your gadol, even if I can see that they're greater, which I don't have to, that I'm in violation of the Sos and I'm a Russia. There's no such thing. I just can't believe it. Fine. Let's go, Rabbi Osei, back to this whole discussion for a moment, the digression for a moment, about this whole issue. How do we get started today? First thing I said, so my focus is the Rambam and the Ravid being in this parish on Adios, can a smaller Bezdin argue on an earlier greater Bezdin in interpretation of halacha? So the Rambam said yes, and the Ravid said no. Now, we get to it perhaps later. The Rambam held there's no machlokes when it comes to certain parts of Torah, which is itself problematic. But okay, Kal v'chomer, for example. So take a look at Sota. I think I just on the Rambam Komis, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see what we're holding over here. Masechta Sota. Let's see what daf.
Chosayin
Look what it says. Watch this. Different drushes to the Gemara in a particular case. Right? Osid dor achel etar kika shlishi. There's going to be a generation. It's going to retire something which an earlier generation had been mitame. Wow. And on what basis? That's Rashi. What does Rashi say, Pshat? On what basis does Rashi say? Watch this. What? Osid Dorache. Mina Asidim Lava. She attires a Shlishia Petruma. Why? Elo Mikrominatora. Vanana de Metamina Le Petruma Mikal Bachomer. Kid Beforash Bigamara. What do you see? A later generation can slug up an earlier generation. Who said so on that very daf? On the Rambam Komis, we'll see the same thing twice. See if we can get the links. I'm going to show what they have over here. No. It's a Maratz Chayis. They don't have it. The Maratz Chayis you see from here, like the Rambam. Who else says so? I'll get on the Maratz Chayis. The Or Samech, what did I just do? Or Sameach, writing over here in Hilchos Mamrim. Look what he says. In Hilchos Mamrim, Rabbi Osai, on this Rambam, which is Perek Beis Alachav, the Rambam says you can always argue an earlier Bezdin. Look what he says. He quotes a Gemara, our Gemara, Daf Pei Chesem and Aleph. You saw this. And again, I want to open the Gemara. I haven't seen the Gemara yet much today. Pechesem and Aleph. What does the Gemara say? Towards the bottom. Watch. Afilu, the last few lines. What does it say? Afilu, the last six lines. But it's small chesis. Afilu hu omen pi ha-shvua. Veheim omrim kachu be'einenu nerav. Lishayabu machlokas b'Yisrael. Watch this. I feel the woman be a shmur, and I'm making near alone, not a zok in mamre. Why? Hokeven shu shama mi pi rabim. He heard it. Shebez na kodem poskukach. Kan a dide, ein yichol bez and lach lok emenim gedol and chok mavim inyim. Otu mi lo kosher lo hay shakach shama. Hoko besech as eidius mi molay mi eidus shechidim shechriyuk ma sheposke bedom mi kodem beiduso. Hakoch mi disos ma gemor avlo nokto shebez na cholik im a zok in mamre. Don't have a minion. Bez nakodem shapasku came. Shemayim mishma muchach. The bedavin is mimidus. Yesh lecholos biarakodon lachlag ala gadol lakodmo. Meiridik. The whole machlokes if Pesach is doche Shabbos. You know, when Pesach falls out on a Sunday, what did he do last time? That's a kasha, famous kasha. What did he do last time? So I thought the answer was like it happened to me. Not if I told you the story. My first year in the Rabbanus, Pesach was 1974. Pesach was on Sunday. I had no memory of Pesach on a Sunday. None. Because the last time it happened was 1954. 20 years didn't happen. 20 years. So I don't know, maybe it happened then too. 20 years passed and they said, Tumul didn't know. I can't be pshat. Even 20 years, they knew from last time. What happened? Shebechol hazmanah shchicha Pesach b'Shabbos, rak sheshokhu ha-shvua, v'savru, v'zeh nilmad mimido shenos na Torah lidoresh, k'mo dedon ha-hilo v'tchilo, ul-hayam ha-tshuvas harbeim, ken yichonu lehem lachlok ala kadmoinim, ad shebo lehem hilo p'y ha-shvua mishmar v'avtalyan, gemar, done. Done. It's done. But if not for the Shmuel of Shmai Batalion, just a logic, even a smaller Bezdin can argue on an earlier greater Bezdin. So to Daf Chavdayim, we do so to the Racham Latar Shli Shenu Mekuvik Menatorah Ben Kavachom Yeshlo after a cotton Midosher Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai the Kevin Shul Nilma Mitkam Bida Su Yichom Nemi Biyan Lachlo Ben Izgal Alonu Madakai Alonu Rabbeinu Bechol Mokom Al dvorim hanal modim yudgim aminos across the Hashem divrei sofrim me'atam anal. That expression divrei sofrim is found in Shas and Sanhedrin. What does that mean? Shebezin acher koton yochol lachlok al hakadmonim u'mitamo u'nasizokin mamre after me'emin and led the shama kach mipi rabim mikol v'yichol abed nakon shal achshav lachlok mitam shanir me'enem u'muchim sotokom osam u'lam elas tefik esvarim hoven araya berura. The Shitas Ha Rambam. Wow. Okay. Rabosa, let's turn to Peches and Beis. Rabosa, we got to move. I want to try to cover as much ground as we can. I would like to even try to start, if we can, a little bit Perichel tomorrow. In other words, at the beginning of the year, I don't think I'll be that optimistic, but it'll be my Rakomis tomorrow. You'll get them, you'll email them, and I'll give them to you, Brina and Rami after Shia. What does he want to say over here? On the sixth line, Tanya. Our Girsa is Marvin. Look on the side. The word Marvin is taken out. Taken out. And as a matter of fact, if you look in the Rambam, he doesn't have it that way. Let's take a look at Rambam and Hilchos Marvin. Well, just to make it easier. Just go here. Okay, no links, just an excuse. Let's take a look. Watch this. Kishahoya Bezna Godel Kayam Lo Hoysa Machlokos B'Yisrael at all! Not they got more. It just started. The Kol Din Shadol B'Yisrael Lechem B'Yisrael Shol B'Yisrael then it goes through the whole process. There was no. Mishabotel Bezna Hagodel Rovsa Machlokos B'Yisrael. But before there was no machlokas, zero. That's the Pashup Shad in the Shitasa Haramba. And what was his girsa? If you look in the girsa over here, girsa Haramba. What was the girsa Haramba over here? As we saw on the side of the Gemara. Watch this. Watch. Tanya, mitchil lo hoya machlokas b'Yisrael. What word did he take out? Marvin. The Radvaz didn't have the word Marvin, the same as we have in the side of our new Gemaras. It took out the word Marvin. The problem is Rav Osai. It's against the Mefurish Gemara. Basically, we say it's the Mefurish Mishnah. Again, it's on the Marvin Makomas. Mefurish Mishnah. Where is it? In Chagiga. It's on the Marvin Makomas, the year. I think so. I thought so. Should be.
Yeah.
Ted Zion. Mm-hmm. What does it say? Ted Zion Amin Aleph?
Amin Aleph.
What does it say? What does it say then? Tosis? What does it say?
Tosis Diva Masla Yossi.
Yossi. Tosis. The famous Mishnah, Yossi ben Yoezer, you remember what says over in that Mishnah? We're doing Pirkei Avos now, right? First parak we had, coming back again soon. There was Zugos. This one, Shemayin Avtayim, Yossi ben Yoezer, Shulayim, Nita Abeli, and the Shubim Prachia. I don't remember all the Zugos by heart. But all those Zugos, the Rambam explained all this. What was the Abez and what was the Nos? It was the two different roles, the two Gedolim. And they all argued about one fight. You know what they fought about? Can there be Smicha on the Behema on Yom Tov? Can you imagine? What argument went throughout all those generations? Pishami, Abba Rishon, Hoya Machlokos, Ela, Smicha, Bavad. Abdu Shama, Vehila, Vosu, Dalit, Nebuch. There were four Machlokos in the world. Misharabu, Tabide, Shama, Vehila, Shlashim, Nikol, Tzorban. Abba Machlokos, Bishra, Nechon, Beis, Kites. Period. So Tosis has that expression. Happened in the Gemara, say, Ovi, according to Gersus, Aramba. There was no Machlokos. It's just not true. It's the church. There were four machlokes. One, then later were four. I David Amelech. I be my show. Milva Pruta. Morris and Henry after your test. No. Close. Put your hand in after your test. You want some Henry here. Let's take advantage of it. You test him and Aleph. An amazing story. You test him and Aleph, Rabosai. Right there. Where is it? Is it here? You test them at bays. B'mchilas kvod ha-bar ilan. Left out a dot. You test them at bays. Watch it over here. Watch this. Look. The last few narrow lines. Heknas Adovich Te Achoyos Bechayeh Omlan Michal Acha Mises Meir Abnissa Rebishuan Mekorach Omer Kiddushay Ta'ut. Ah, the new style. Kiddushay Ta'ut Hoylol B'meirav Shenema Tznoas Ishti Ves Michal Asher Erasti B'meir Olus Plishtin Mai Talmuda Amar Apova Michal Ishti Avalo Meir Vishti Ma Kiddushay Tos Tchsiv Whoa, it's getting hairy over here. Whoa, Rashi. Milva islach gaboy, osha godol the kiddush nachem lo kibalti. Hamakash milva mekudeshes. Also Yavala Adriel. So he gave him away to somebody else, the king. You're not married to David HaMelech. Bechule, 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 bechule. So what are they fighting about? Shol Savar Milva Prutate Amilva. David Savar Milva Prutate Pruta. You imagine what they're fighting about? Pil, they ploy him up. What they're fighting about? No, but it's way before the Zugas. It's before Bayis Rishon. The Zugas is Bayis Sheni. It's so far. So what does Tosis do with this kasha? Great kasha. What does Tosis do? No, he says. Hashemah came in the shul of Beis Dino Habisavri Dato Amilva Lohei Odom Cholik Olerak Lefi Svar as David Lo Miskim Achlokas. He's a loner, an outlier. He's running away. That's it. You can't count someone who's on the outside. That's what he's more from the inside. That's Tosis Teretz Chagiga on Daf Tes Zion Amud Aleph. Right, that's very good. Something that David was running away. He couldn't come to Bez Nagodol. Or Bez Nagodol only after you come to Shechus HaGozes. Hadn't come there yet. The question, of course, becomes why didn't they determine the Machlokas of Smicha? You know how long it went on? It's unbelievable how long this Machlokas went on. Look what it says over here. Let's give you a flavor. How long is Machlokas went on? Where is it? Yosef ben Yoezer amar lo lismach. Yosef ben Yochanan amar lismach. Yeshua ben Prachya amar lo lismach. Nitei ben amar lismach. Hude ben Tabi amar lo lismach. Shimei ben amar lismach. Shmai amar lismach. Tam amar lo lismach. Hillel ben Achal lo nechlechum. Etc. Shami amar lo lismach. Lo lismach. 5 generations going on. Ribbono shel Olam, come to Bezdin HaGadol. What is going on over here? Why not? Go to Bezdin HaGadol. Someone has suggested a chiddush nifla. There's no koreis when it comes to smicha biyomtiv, and there's no koreis, no zok in mamre, and there's no zok in mamre, and machlokus can persist. The guy can continue to argue without fearing to lose his head. A chiddush nifla benara. What's machlokus shami vehilo? It depends upon ro. It depends upon chidut. No, let's determine that very point based on the Bezdin. The majority of 71 will decide. You follow the majority, you follow the Shark. Could be the Machlokas between Rabban, we saw before Rabban and Rav Haigon. And called the Rabbi Gon, it's not totally Biro. I mean, they obey. You can't outvote Beis Shammai. Impossible. Because they'll say your vote is no vote because we're Chavir Tvei. And then the majority loses. You hear what's going on? Shop. Others suggest no. Rove helps in a new din. If they're arguing about some kind of a Kabbalah of the old Bezdin HaGadol, it can't be Machriya. It's a Kabbalah. And there are those who say, Rabosai, there is no Machlokus for Kabbalah at all. Raman compares to Mishnayos and Zakhtom. When they only find what is a Machlokus be Iyun HaSeichel. And when Lo Shimshu called Sarkon, over here the Gemara says, Rabosai, Shloshim should call Tzorkon, pay chest of the base. What happened then? Well, their reasoning weakened, and there was so many machlokas. Wow. Now, the question, of course, becomes Rabosai. Mishabatul Bezdin HaGadol, Rambam says, then rub some machlokas be Yisrael. We just saw the Rambam. What happened to the Rambam? I erased it. Oh, come on. I erased the Rambam. I wasn't smart. Sorry. Right? The hoist of Machlokus be Yisrael, Aleph Halacha Dalet. And it was decided right away. What happened? Mishabez Butler Bez Nagodol, Robson Machlokus be Yisrael. As much as in Rambam. The question becomes, wait a minute. Time of Talmid Shammai v'Hillel, there was a Bez Nagodol. There was. No. So some want to say, Rabosai, we've already pointed this out, 40 years before the Chorban they went to Golos, and according to some, they lose the status of Bezdin HaGadol, so the Ramban understood, if you remember, and therefore there's no Zok in Mamre, you mean Machlok, as you said, no one's afraid of losing his head. That could be. True. But what about Lo Sasser? Maybe there's no Lo Sasser, only Bezdin HaGadol. I always said before there's a din at Bezdin HaGadol, there is a din. But maybe the obligation to listen to Bezdin HaGadol is because it's Ritzon Hashem. And Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, everyone thought the Ritzon Hashem is like me. But the Chazon Ish, and this will have to sort of come to an end soon. Where is our other thing here? Which one is it? This one? Discusses this as well. Chazon Ish is as follows. Why was that machlokes? One second. Lo menachot tanoim. Watch what he says. V'yesh lo menachinami. V'yom de l'minyan ha'yu no'agin to Sanhedrin. Yeah. Avalo also v'yodom lava l'minyan. She was Sanhedrin with Fuzar, they all are Golos with Tzoras and Malchus, the Romans. Hugzeris al Esik HaTomah, we know what happened. Remember once at the beginning of the first parrot, they shot arrows, he had to run away, get smicha, it was terrible times. Ah, from my own, the Dominion Lohayamol, the Dorum. Okay. So that's what the problem. They were just running from place to place. They couldn't get anywhere. Another suggestion. Look what he says. V'yot. Near the Bezna Gola should be Shalami most Moshe Rabbeinu should go to Bezna Gola b'chol v'minya mikolbat the dinsha b'Yisrael. Shekeino yom seder amina shagola b'kolchach mi'ador. Nichus Sanhedrin v'hu b'rama perk beis Sanhedrin halacha ches. You keep choosing from the pool. Well, the fichach who bezin shemisman alachol Yisrael, bezman shalachol Yisrael mitzuvin laz Yerushalayim l'shmol rasi. Din ze ena mi din koach miyuchad shenidin lebezin shemishkos agozis alachol zman. You have a bezin shal shamay rubo chayov in bezin shal hilal asked to the rent. Aber bis man a gol shen kol yisrael ye chol im lovo al merka ze chol bechol medina yesh toch ha chomeo ומזדמן ששפוט דין שקולן שיהיה אפשר היה להכניס גדול לחכם וכולם במקום אחד לפיכך אפשר לרב לוזר רב שמן ובזן לחלוק לרבי ובזדינו אף שרבי ובזדינו ובזן גדול היו ולנבד בבית המקדש שנכנס ללשכז הגוזס ובזר המסמן לבזן כל ישראל היו כל ישראל חייב ונשמור להם אף אם הורוס או הורס ובשור שלו היו בלשכז הגוזס איקר בזה המילי כמה בראשון לב חפי Amaralam Sham do Bezan Bhule. Shama Bez Nismana Parnas Bhule. Aba Bagola Shain Tarasan Varas Michol Agiel Khal Yisra. Ain't no Bez Nagoro the Makoma Shain Tarasan Bagaz. Pill they floor. You can only be a Bez Nagoro if you're accessible. The people there can see you, can talk to you, can learn from you before at WhatsApp. So they had to be able to see face to face. And if you can't get there, you're not their Bezan. Achidish Golem out, Achidish Niflim and out, Achidish Niflim and out. This leads us to our sort of our final topic, Rabbi Osai, on this particular area, which is an amazing Gemara. We never even saw the Gemara in Yevamos. We spoke about it twice. Let's see it again. We never saw this. On the Makor sheet, am I correct? You have a Sefer Dalet? What does it say? Should be. There we go. We started seeing this, right? Remember we started seeing this? We read the Gemara. Is he boy or same? Basco, no Basco. Watch this. Says the Gemara, I lost his goal to do. This is what? Shnei Yoros. I Beshamay sells in one city. Fine. One Bezdin. But two Bate didn't, no problem. Toshma, watch this. Pim Komo Shirabal Azraglili, Hayukorsim, Aitzim, Lasas, Bechonim, Beshabas, Lasas, Barzo. They be Machal Shabbos to cut down trees, to make metal, to make a Mila knife. Do you believe it? We scream Shabbos! Woo! Look at that. But of course we don't hold that way. So how do they do that? How do they do that, Rabbi Osai? Tell me, were they rewarded for this or were they punished for this? Following Rabbi Elazar in such a radical shita, which everyone else would say is Chilul Shabbos Mamash. Were the people in his town rewarded for it or were they punished for it? Anyone know? Rewarded. What does the Gemara say? That? Different Gemara. That's a Gemara in Shabbos. Famous Gemara. And Rav Moshe quotes the one's introduction to Igos Moshe, which is very important. Introduction. Nobody should have a chance to look inside. Should please do so. Quotes this Gemara. Watch this. The mamash of machal Shabbos every time a bris, cutting down trees, making knives. Watch this. Are you mason, this manna? You live a long life. Hello. El shapamachas goes from machas harisha, which means Rome. Zera al yisrael al amir nekedu de brismila. But also here lo goes Rome. How do you like that? They were rewarded for following Rabbi Elazar. They were rewarded for following Rabbi Elazar. No. What about them? But he's a minority. He's a minority. He's a minority, so how can you follow a minority? Our last call for today. Tomorrow you'll have the Chaz Nishon again, the Chovah Sinyonim. As well as many other things, but so I just tell you, I can't get that. I want it to today. I'm running out of time. Just one last source. Rabbi Chanan discusses this in Kuntrus Divrei Sof. Yeah. No loss is going to do. How can you do it? It's against the rove. Halacha k'rabim. Meila beis shamiz b'chad v'tvei. We don't find it by Rabbi Elazar b'Yosef Glili. Shem Eshlachi. Divrei Ramban, which he quoted earlier. Ha d'yachid tzarech la'asos k'rabim b'sanhedrin. Hu dafka hecha sh'arabim shamus divrei ha'yachid v'tanosof. V'lo skimu lo. Aval kone sh'shamu ha'rabim is divrei ha'yachid. Asr lo lismoch al divreim lahakel. Kevin shabar lo shen adin ki divreim. That's he got to be machmir to be regular like this. He says, yeah. Whoa. I, the Ramban, didn't say it. You might say gam kenos Hashem lo yodulo. You could say that. But you don't have to say that. If Shalom and the Kol Heches or Shem Rabbim as Divrei Yochad Adayin Lo Chal of Klal Dina Dachiram Lahatas the Dach the Heches and Nosu V'Nosu Yachad Arabim Ayamiyut Oz Torach Amiyut as Nasas Divrei Yorov Abba Kodim Amasu Matin Lekha Klal Ach Dina Lo Kirabim. The Raul Bach said so. The famous Tshuva against the Smicha. We never met face to face, so I don't care what you have a majority. Very relevant to Zman Hazeh. If this is a face to face meeting and they argue with each other, I'm going to put this to a majority rule. It's out of time now. We'll finish tomorrow. We'll try the first day of the shiur just to finish up this yarn. Hopefully, rather quickly, we'll start the new series of Karen Kelly to see how the shiur. Okay.